Up until this point, I've focused more on the superhero side of things, the capes and the cowls and the spandex. Granted, all of these titles are really good, but I realize that superheroes aren't for everyone, and that's where imprints like Vertigo come in. Because comics come in all sorts of flavors, such as Jeff Lemire's Sweet Tooth. Now, Sweet Tooth at first appears to be a very sort of upbeat comic. You've got this little boy with cute deer antlers walking through the woods munching on candy. Did I mention that it was about a nuclear apocalypse causing mutations in babies to make them look like grotesque animals? And slave rings and child labor and all sorts of depressing stuff. Sweet Tooth was recommended to me by Gail Simone Borger named Basque, who you can find on Twitter at YanBasque, YanBasque. And while I admit that I'm a little behind on it, the first three or four issues that I did read were absolutely enthralling. This is a comic that isn't afraid to make you burst into tears. And the things that this cute little dear boy Gus sees on his road trip across the post-apocalyptic world is just, He follows a man whose name escapes me at the second. Jethro, I think it is. Jethro. I think. But he follows this man across the countryside as they vaguely start to learn the causes of this apocalypse that has wiped out most of humanity and how it led to the birth of these hybrid human-animal mutated babies. Sweet Tooth is a series, unlike Runaways, that is, at least for the first couple issues that I've read, firmly put onto the cynicism side of the spectrum. This is a bleak comic, but it is a great ride all the way through. The art on this series, although the name escapes me of who did it, is great. And there's just a voice to this comic that is so small town and rural that I can't think of another book that is written in this same almost storybook style. But it's definitely a very demented storybook as we follow Gus, as we learn that not everyone around him is looking out for his best interest, and not everyone around him sees his difference and his gift as so much of a gift. There are people who will abuse these half-animal hybrids, people who will use them in twisted sex games and drug cartels, and this is not something that a little child should be reading. This is a comic that definitely not only pushes the limits of what can be discussed in comics, but pushes the limits of what Vertigo can publish. I'm surprised that this has lasted as long as it has. It just seems like one of those comics that's simply too good to last for more than 5 or 10 issues. But a new issue just came out, I think either this week or last week, and it's still going strong even today. And while I'm behind on this comic, it's definitely one of the ones that I really want to get back on as soon as possible. And visions of what happened in those first 2 or 3 issues have never really left me. This is a comic, and I know this, I overuse this phrase a lot, that really kind of sticks with you. It shows you both the great things that humanity can do and the terrible things that humanity can do, even when that humanity is not so much human. Speaking of that, let's move on to a comic that isn't about humans at all. In fact, it's a fairy tale, but you'd be kidding yourself if you think this one was focused on Happily Ever After.